time now for Intelligent Investing, presented by Anderson Griggs Investments in Rock Hill.
Very pleased to have with us today Justin Anderson, Vice President of Anderson Griggs Investments in downtown Rock Hill. And Justin, today you seem to think that there is optimism for the future.
That's right, man. It's simply stated, debt, or how much we borrow, is a very good proxy for our confidence and optimism about the future. It's true from the very micro example of an individual to the macro example of the United States in its entirety. A conservative individual doesn't decide to buy a home until they have a good job that they believe is going to be there in the future to help them pay off that mortgage payment, right? A large corporation or country as a whole, they borrow more when they believe their ability to pay off the debt will be easier in the future because of growth. Right now, our country's debt to GDP is about 107%. That means we have borrowed a little over 7% of the amount in dollars that we're able to produce in a single year. Now, the average from 1940 to 2016 is 61%. So we're a bit above that. But when we look at the United States credit market debt to GDP, that's when you add in all the borrowing of businesses and individuals, that number is roughly 350% of GDP. We have borrowed 3.5 times the amount that we're able to earn in a single year. That's a lot of confidence and optimism in our future. Let's look a little more closely at another proxy for optimism, how much the individual investor keeps in cash in their investment portfolios. On average, that's been 13% of Merrill Lynch clients since 2005. In February of 2009, the very market bottom after the crisis, they held 21% in cash. So the time when they should have had the least amount of cash and been investing at rock bottom prices, they hid in cash. Right now, at times of record prices, the average client has the lowest allocation in cash since 2005, above just slightly above 10%. I'm not a doom caller here. The country is growing, business earnings growth is up, and I'm optimistic about the future. But I believe it is usually best to be a little contrarian and a lot conservative. We all may want to review how highly we are leveraged and what our cash reserves are today.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you, Manny.
Intelligent Investing is presented by Anderson Griggs Investments in Rock Hill. To hear a replay of shows, go online to AndersonGriggs.com.